Many songs, maybe most of the songs of Alan Mann, are stories. This one begins in the early 80s when Mann was walking around the Overbrook neighborhood during the holidays and he discovered a lavishly decorated house. Filmmaker Rich Murray says that house is the basis of Christmas on the Block.
Someone told him that house actually is a group home for blind people. Even though they're blind, they have this tradition of decorating the house so wonderfully that people from all over the neighborhood come around each year to see this house.
There's a streetlight that sits above the night.
It's very lo-fi, the lowest-fi recording, even for then.
That is Larry Sacklett, who played piano in the early days of the Alan Mann Band. He has since re-recorded the song, but he could never quite capture the sound of the original 1982 version.
It sounds like it was done on a two-track Ampex tape machine that had all tape on it, you know? It's fluttery and just... But yet, it's got this amazing folk quality, and it is the kids, and we haven't been able to recreate that.
All I see are the colors that we came out, and theirs is the most beautiful Christmas on the Block.
Alan Mann recruited a local second grade class to come into the studio. He wrote the lyrics on large cue cards for them to follow. At the time, Mann was just a little known singer-songwriter on South Street, and he brought the demo version of the song to the local rock station WMMR. The DJs there loved it, they played it, they still do. A year later, in 1983, that filmmaker you heard earlier, Rich Murray, was asked to make the video. Now, he was just a kid at Temple University at the time, but the video he made became the first on MTV for an independent artist, possibly through the help of Yoko Ono.
You know, John Lennon did the song with the children singing the chorus, the Christmas song. I think Alan was influenced by it, so I think when Yoko heard the song, the story goes that she was very touched. It reminded her of John's song, and she loved the spirit of it, and she asked to meet Alan.
Now, 30 years later, Murray is working on a documentary about the song and the short life of Alan Mann, because 5 years after that music video was made, Alan Mann died. He fell from the window of a burning building in South Philadelphia. He was 33. His legacy lives on in the children who performed in the video. Natalie Page Bentley of Malvern was just 8 years old when she appeared as part of that children's chorus. At the time, her aunt was dating Alan Mann, and Bentley saw Mann as a hero.
As a kid, when you say, well, I want to grow up and be an artist, you know, a lot of people kind of laugh at you. Oh, no, you can't do that. You know, you need to go be a teacher or this, that, or the other thing.
And they cannot see the light.
He just said, oh, that's wonderful. Of course you can, and you will. And for a child to hear those words, it stuck with me.
The beauty is a blessing. Love is all we got.
Bentley is now a filmmaker, a songwriter, and an actress. The show at Legendary Dobbs on Sunday afternoon will feature former members of the Alan Mann Band, videos of the band, and many figures from the South Street scene in the 1980s. Rich Murray will be taping it for inclusion in his upcoming rock documentary, which should be finished by next summer. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.